Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes.
Spend it with family?
Yes.
Friends? Friends that have become as close as family? Anybody else spend Christmas night in the emergency room? Getting stitches put in their tongue because they had to bite their tongue all afternoon long. When you're growing up, did your parents ever embarrass you? Did your parents ever embarrass you? You can be honest, they can't see. I've got news for you. It never stops. You could be 80 years old. Your parents will still embarrass you. Do you find your parents overbearing? Too restrictive? Overprotective? Do you ever march back to your room mumbling to yourself, they just don't understand? They don't get it? Did they ever yell at you? Why did you do this? Don't you know we were worried? Worried sick? Parents. Did you ever have to tell your children 17 times to take out the trash, clean their room, mow the yard? Did you ever find yourself pacing all night long out of worry? Do you ever wonder if, not when, but if they would ever be graced with the gift of common sense? Ever find yourself just so frustrated that not a coherent word could come out of your mouth? Ever find yourself yelling at them? Why did you do this? Don't you know that we were worried? We were looking for you with great anxiety? If you answered yes to anything, congratulations. You are just like the Holy Family. I love this passage from Luke. I love this little scene of Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, because it is an utterly human scene, isn't it? I mean, when I was growing up, I had this ideal image of Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. They were perfect. Son, please set the table. Yes, mother. We get a little glimpse. Utterly human. They're just like all of us. There's conflict. Jesus goes off to do his thing without telling mom and dad. Mary and Joseph go looking for him, and when they find him, what do? Mary yells at him. I know there's a lot of stuff that Luke did not write about that scene. Image I have, the end. Mary just grabbing Jesus by the ear and dragging him back with her out of the temple. God entrusted his son to a very, very human family. Conflict is a part of our human existence. It goes part and parcel with being human. And the Holy Family is a human family. You know, we think different. None of us think the same way, so there's conflict. We forget things. We make mistakes. We don't always understand one another. Conflict happens. Conflict is not sin. Sin happens with how we handle the conflict that happens. And it does happen. Paul gives us incredible insight on what to do when we're faced with conflict. Conflict at every moment of our lives. Conflict within our families. Conflict with friends. Conflict with every relationship. Did you catch it? Heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. Pretty much sum it up by saying, love one another. That is the same thing that we've been told, that we've heard, that we've been practicing, struggling to practice since our baptism. Love one another. Conflict. That makes a family human. Love. That makes a family holy.